You guys have tree frogs here? Yes. Okay. I grew up in a desert out west and then moved to Florida, and God, I don't know how many years it took me to figure out what the barking after rain was and what the sleepy chirping at night was. Tree frogs just didn't occur to me. I didn't realize, you know, a frog this big could sound like a barking dog. So I thought Keats eat your heart out, you know, given these amazing sounds. The Nightingale of Florida. The heartbreak of it is, Keats almost came to America. His brother came, settled in Kentucky, sold swampland in Kentucky by a Audubon's company, I think it was. And there's a very, very touching letter where John writes to brother George saying that if George can assure him that there is a library in Kentucky, he will come. Then John shows the first symptoms of TB. So it doesn't happen, but it's interesting to think about. And when Walter Jackson Bates' great biography of Keats came out, he was still able to trace some descendants of George. Night fell on the rain, rain fell on the dark, indifferently. Clouds hooded the moon, a heart-shaped leaf shook under the weight of the drop of water it trapped. A greenhouse frog chirped drowsily, as if in dream it had taken wing. How many years did I, new to the swamps of Florida, think it a bird? Through its small hour, the sodden ghost of Keats wandered. Half my age, no less. How he loved travelers' tales of far-off places he wouldn't live to see. Sit down, ghost, and let me read to you of a large frog whose grunt resembles that of swine. There is a frog that sounds like a loud cowbell. One begins, another answers. The sound passed round, rising and sinking, depending how the wind of evening sits. The shad frog is the noisiest. You would be persuaded men assembled in serious debate where there are none. Oh, for a beaker full of the warm south, full of rain for a poet who was always cold. Darkling, listen to the greenhouse frog pour forth his soul in ecstasy. In rainwater, I write your name.